begin the current daf, seventh by the zer daf nun. Begin the daf, begin the test master, begin the gemara, begin the mikrodavis asuris. When they're closed, then they're forbidden. So it says, Pesach, according to Rashi explains, that means mikrodavis ma'id. Meaning, we said, b'stamma, so we said, oh, when it's closed, everyone holds it's going to be forbidden. So Rashi says, what's closed? Going ba'amma b'chatzi amma. Where it's amma or half an amma away, the minay nofel, where it for sure fell from it. But the chok is far away. Oh, that's machlekes. That's kolaim in other words. But ter daladamas, that's within daladamas. So then, we're saying with taurus that it fell. It permitted labanin nafal because it didn't fall from him. Meaning, whatever each opinion according to how they hold on that point. Now, besamach pirish, and shortly Rashi explains when the Gemara says b'tvisa achas that if it's in one tvisa. That there's no interruption between them and the Makoilis. Okay, that's more severe. Basurim l'kuliyama, and then, according to everyone's going to be forbidden, the chol toich daladamis, because whatever's within daladamis, nearest in my kari. So that's called, he called l'kari lehem, that's called for them, that it's visible. We had previously said that, no, they disagree within daladamis. That's b'shtei tefisis, that's when there's two grasps. The way there's a height that's separating. Now we look at Melchakis, which that makes it like it's far away. Like the Meimene enough where you can't say it fell from it, and therefore that's the Machlekes, since it doesn't fall from it, so that you make a small Machlekes near a big one. That's how Rashi explains in this Sugya. So it's like the Bakash Batuba, this is very difficult. Chada, first of all, the Ein Zushit is a Talmud. It's not really how the Sugya, the Gemara really holds. And Nishtana Svara Kach. That that the logic changes. Shemetchilo, that in the beginning we thought heichad like a gaiva when there's no height kari oisim teched dalad ames meruchakis. We called within dalad ames far, and now we're saying that no, that's called close. But like the main meaning nafal mean that you can't say that fell from middle, but save them at the end it says like a gaiva no when there's no height separating. Vadim meaning nafal no it did fall from middle teched dalad even with dalad ames. And usually the gemara doesn't have such a change of heart. Now, if there's no height, time the shtayim asuris. So okay, so he's saying why is two prohibited? Mishum divinei nafal because it fell from the makalas. My year shtayim asuris. Then why is saying two is forbidden? Nafal echanami. Even one would be problematic. Vavli b'shmol oimer b'shmol should have said b'tvisa achas that when there's one tvisa nafal echad asura. Even one is prohibited. And shalosh nafal l'mruchakis. And when there's three, even when it's far away, it's going to be forbidden. Void more, but given the whole tech daladamis, since you're saying whatever's within daladamis near its karilu, who it's called, it's visible with it. Basura is going to be forbidden after the rabbanim kor rabbanim. So let me ask Rabbi Shmuel, why did Rabbi Shmuel mention betfisa loy asuris when it's like tvisatim, it's going to be forbidden? Yisim rabbanim more than the rabbanim. He should have just said lashan nearest that's visible. Come on, rabban like rabban, after the rabbanim, because even rabbanim you tell me agree the nearest imay that when it's seen with it, the hainu betfisa loy, which is the same thing, asuris is going to be forbidden. Void, moreover, which the Bach points out, seeming that this next question remains even the way Tosis says, but void, moreover, the mashmid sounds like avlevi maskana that even according to the conclusion, the memekurdabis loy pligi that when it's closed they don't disagree, the filik agayva that even when it's high that story is going to be forbidden, but chadami milael that's what he previously had said memekurdabis loy pligi when it's closed they don't disagree, but lohad debay talmuda. And the Gemara doesn't retract from that, but of a temahu, that's a wonder, because to keep a chain, Mekudav is called Kach, since you tell me they're so close. Imkain, if that's the case, so Hagvoin, Bekarev, Lemakulis, Mamish, Hoya, Voiv, the Nice Navan, Kishanaiflis, and then they worship them when they fall down. Imkain, Havalalan, Mamish, should have said, Shemagoiv, Bekarev, Lemakulis, that if the height is close to Makulis, then the Falam Ruchak is Hasur, the name what's far away should be forbidden. As if there wasn't any height, because since it goes over the height, who cares that there's a height? From that point onwards, in other words, like you tell me that it's so close, so then who cares that there's a height? That means it's also matching the height of that height, and therefore, what's bothering places is that. Why should that bother us? In other words, since the height is not preventing the stones from falling. After that, so then there shouldn't be a difference if it's close or far, just like when there's no gaiva at all. Which Tesis says, Miu, on this last one, Halekasha Kula, it's not so difficult, because you could say Dachikama, that this is what the Gemara is saying, Bemakurdabis, Toich Arba, when it's closed with an dalal amas, but like a gaiven, there's no hide. The kol amalei pligi, according to everyone, they don't disagree. That could be what it means. Mekarabas, or in you could say ki ikagaiva when there's a hide. Rav Nemakel is in megavayim yaisa, and the stone mekarabas, and not so high. Kimat only a little bit with the shehem naiflim when they fall. Ein mechilas lasrachik, they cannot distance themselves so far. So therefore, that's why specifically close. Okay. But because of that, at least the first three questions, the chenir lefarish, the difference of taste, seems to explain the loylam kachya svara. The logic is like this: to protect the dalalamas, that within the dalalamas nami yesh shein niris, there are those that are not called, that they're not considered visible, they're not close. The kar l'el, like we had said previously, merachak is tech dalalamas, that within the dalalamas is considered far. This is what the Gemara is saying. Kamet fisa achas, here to mind a one jump, to like a goiva, there's no height separating betech dalet amas and within dalet amas. Avagav she in niris, even though it's not visible, kamer bishmo bishmo is saying, the foolish time master is that even two is going to be prohibited. Damalei, markel is cut in him. Because you could say that there are small markel is kimashem betech dalet amas since within dalet amas. Now, bedavkish time, this ends like teis harest, why specifically two, abal achas, muteris, one is going to be permitted. The be'ein niris, because we're talking about that's not visible, it's not closed. V'achas makilis l'avdi, no one makes makilis out of one stone. Avot kam le'el, this is the Gemara previously said, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, beis mataran, that two are permitted, that's my be'ez tefisis, that's in two tefisis, kugan dek a gaiva, where there's a height separating. Kim dek a gaiva, since there's a height, ain't less of beis, then we shouldn't say two is forbidden. Dolei shchich las makilis kot mitzah gadol, it's not really common to make a small makilis near a big one, hechadek a gaiva, in time when there's a height separating them. Avot shal shasur, you're right, three stones will be prohibited, but afalek gebi, even if there's a height, because they keep in chain zubitzadzu, since the stones are near each other, mucha milsa makilas abdinu, it's obvious that they made it for makilas. Whereas Rabban Sabi, they hold lishna tvis achas lishna shnei tvis. It doesn't make a difference if there's something separating. Lishna shnaim, lishna shosh, doesn't make a difference if it's two or three. Nearest is three, if it's visible with it, it's forbidden. Ain't a nearest, if it's not visible near it, mutar is permitted. Because the ainers makilas cut and some makilas go, they don't hold that you make a small makilas near a big one. Lel sukataitach, and previously, the Gemara had understood Cain like this, that Mekarabas Harbor, when it's very close, that it's visible with it, Kulam Lepligi, no one's going to disagree that Asturis, that's going to be forbidden. Vefal Achas, and even one will be prohibited. One stone. Keep Ligi, when do they disagree with Merchakis, Pirish, Shein Neris, when it's not seen with it. Because Al-Kadaitik, so the Gemara thought, but Merchakis Harbor, Kamar, that when it's very far, Yesim Abba Amas, more than Dalar Amas. Part of the Gemara asked, "Ivo betzal makilas ketani." I was saying it's on the side of makilas. Obviously, not so far. And the Masik, the more comes out, right? Betzad dalat amis kemifligi. It's within dalat amis that they're disagreeing regarding. The Reb Shmuel Saver, Shmuel holds mishum demucha milsa because obviously to makilas that it's a makilas. The ice and cotton inside gal, you make a small one near a big one. Avagav the inner is although it's not seen with it. Avashtayim loy, but. But two, no. Kivin deka gaiva, because since there's a height separating, it can master like the Gemara comes out. When there's three, amagav deka gaiva, even though there's a height separating, listen, then you would make nadavka tech talar amas. That's what, specifically within four amas, because the Tani, like we learned, makilis, on the side of makilis. I have bought the Tani, we learn the Raisa, Shalz, Ravid, Machakis, three is a problem even when it's far. Kivin dey nirisimai, since it's not seen with it, bishvil ha gaiva, because of the height, Menuchakis karl, it's called far, but really has to be within talar amas. Then he says, not to begin the Morazik Mahab, Sabi Bishmo, Bishmo, hold, Shtaim Mutaris. Two is permitted, Piddish, another, Betech Abba Amis, even within Dalad Amis. But nearly it appears to me, the Hadden, same thing as that must like true. The Gemara could have asked, Sabi Bishmo, Bishmo, holds, Gimel, and it's three, Chutzl Dal Mutaris, out of Dal, it is permitted. Say Maskan Nicha, but according to the conclusion, it makes sense. Abaduk, in other words, the Gemara asked, does Bishmo hold two stones of permitted? So the Gemara means to ask, that, you know, meaning when they're within the Dalet Amas. But the Brice we see 12 on the Mitfisa law is going to be forbidden. So he just said, the Gemara could have asked, so if Shmuel holds three stones that's out of Dalet Amas is going to be permitted? Because in that Brice you see the three stones are forbidden even when it's far. So he says, according to the Maskana, that question is also resolved. That the truth is that Merchakis, it means within Dalet Amas, is just as a hefsik between the stones and the Makailas. So therefore it's called Merchakis, like Tesis said at the end of the previous Taisis, and therefore that's answered also. But the Gemara could have said that also. Let's just not to make the word the Gemara Avni Beis Kulas.
That's the subject of Zohar. Hekshu Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asks, Hech maskirin shmahari, you mentioned the name, kimin sheinik su, but it's not written in the Torah. Because the perigdal mystic must, and then the Tzamagil Amin Beis Mashpat sounds like, the Ava, Abashem Alei Machem, lo says kiru, that you violate mentioning the name of Avodah Zohar if it's not written in the Torah. But Rabbeinu Tam, he says, the truth is, the kilus lachan shvach, shma, its name is really kilus, which are terminology of praise. But chomikino is a kulis, which is lachan lag vekelis, as the Tess and Tillim perig mem dalad. They actually say it in a denigrating way. It's not the same exact name. Zer Markoilus, actually the name Markoilus. Mar is chil of kilus, the opposite of praise. Where Loshen Mar, it's terminology of is opposite. The Shchuta, as we have a Perigit Anosha, Mar Dekanta, Pcheres, it just means the opposite. And it says, Mat, begins Gemara, Horigesina, the Gesis, Benon Shekadoshim, Mahalachalim. The son of the holy ones, he goes on this road. Which Lashon Yachid is, it's a singular terminology. V'chim meaning because it's going on him, not on his parents. Not this. V'chim b'samach sotu shortly, when the Gemara says, Afilu b'tzarasa dezuz lemestakel, that even in the form of a coin he wouldn't look at, that Rebbe Nachim gufiko, it's going on Rebbe Nachim aloy alav, even not on his parents. K'disa perik b'ez demay kot, nav chafeim b'ez, ka nach nav shadir b'nachim ere b'samoy, ishtanu kol tzalmon noy. So all the images change, mishim delay stakel b'tzarasa dezuz, because he didn't look at the form of the coins which have all these images. Then it says, what type of piety is this? He's benon shel kedoshim, that he doesn't look at the image on the coin. Now look at the image itself. Even during the weekday, it says, don't turn towards the idols. So it says, maybe the figures on coins, which people always see it, no, that's not considered turning towards idolatry. Even so, that he wouldn't look at, so therefore he's considered chassidus, like benon shel kedoshim. No, this is not going to be a problem because you need to have by the stones of the Markoilus, where it's you have to, it's only considered as tekrivus if it's like that within the base of Medish, and they don't have that. The Pirush Bishmol Bishim Bishleima explains in the name of Bishleima that. And his words are, in other words, either you're some min zvicha or kein zvicha, the pnim has to be something, somewhat of a slaughtering that's which is like Rashi says, that within the slaughtering that's inside the Beis HaMikdash. And more than lechot shatei kreibis, the mizbeach, so to all other types of sacrifices of the mizbeach, kagoyin kiter, like burning incense, venisach, and pouring libation, and all that goes on the mizbeach, that's called sacrifice of the idolatry. In regarding she'in yechon libatel, that it cannot be nullified. These are all types of foods. Nami masnit, like we learned in the Mishnah later on of Nalvam Abayz. Yenish man besalosis, wines, oils, flowers. Silkach the mahani abanim, these stones lo have a tekrevis, not considered a sacrifice, because we don't have this. We don't have that in the base of English. Miu itzuri hu demitzuri, but it does become forbidden. Mishum de nasim abayz kachav masma, it becomes part of the idol itself. Because it comes mishmait, like the Gemara says later on, the sugya of Nalvam Alf. Now, regarding the Avodah Zarah itself, you could nullify. And Babatlu, they nullified it, the Chav ben Drachim, because they used it to pave the roads. Shemin Hacha, now what we learn from here is the Hani Neri Shal Shava. Regarding these wax candles, Shemavi and Durin Lavitz Kachavim, that the idol worshippers bring as a gift to the Avodah Zarah, Madlik Mifneim, and they light in front of them. But then Mashkibin HaKoymer, and then the priest puts out the lights, and Marcham HaNasim Yisrael, and then he sells it or gives it as a gift to the Jew. Either way you look at it, it's permitted to have benefit. If it's considered as a sacrifice of idolatry, then I feel as you continue to the base. And even if, even bitl itzach, then you don't even have to have nullification. The mutter b'lei bitl is permitted even without nullification, because the leg dummy l'tikrev is mizbeach. It's not similar to the sacrifice you have in the mizbeach. We don't do such a thing. And the b'tikrev is indicate ain't panim, and we said that any sacrifice that's not like what you have in the base of mizbeach, there's leg bitl does not need nullification. If it's a beautification of a Avodah Zarah, then they light it for beautification, so then you could nullify it like the Avodah Zarah itself. But since the priest already extinguished it, there's no greater nullification than that. The that he does not want it to be lit anymore in front of the Avodah Zarah. He wants to have benefit from it, and if it's his own purposes that he takes it. So therefore, it's permitted either way you look at it. Now, v'chadicha shel shava, regarding these pieces of wax, that they also give to the Avodah Zarah, that's permitted. Because I feel annoyed, like even as beautification, it's not. The kribis came penim, like, and there's no sacrifices like in the base of Midrash like we have like that. And the ain hekdesh lovitz grubim, there's no problem like that it's sanctified like for the purpose of idolatry. And therefore, like tzuchi bittel does not need nullification. And the kikarish mevi'in doyrin regarding these loaves that they bring as a gift to the avodah zarah mutar, and they're permitted. So the im mevi'in lovitz kechavim. Because they don't really bring it for the avodah zarah, they bring it to the attendants and to the priests. But the kribis avodah zarah, it's also not considered sacrifice about the avodah zarah. Shindar chalachal avodah zarah kederes rishayim. They don't do like in the early generation that they give the avodah zarah to eat. So kach ne'el ri, that's what appears to the ri, and therefore it's permitted to have a benefit from it. Now v'hanach ma'abushik kaimrim, these clothing of the priests noish lehemhu, they consider their beautification. Malish avodah zarah not of the avodah zarah. Umitar malei bittel, if it's permitted without bittel, b'chein kliyish kain kalitza, which is this type of silver hat. They don't use it for the avodah zarah, and if it's permitted, avloisin kli machdosh makachim by regarding this shovel that they use to burn incense on. It's called on tzintzirish. So that's also that's forbidden. Mishum misham shabbos kachavim because it serves the avodah zarah. But tzarich bittel and if it has to have nullification, mishum shabbakatim by the avodah kachavim because they burn incense on it for the avodah zarah. And selling it is not considered nullifying it because the Kamelon Kirabon, because we all like Rabban, the Pligat, Rabbi, they disagree on Rabbi Mastin, Mishnah, Daphne, and Gimel, and Alav. But Marchoi, Kishamashkin, when you sell or you use the Vedizar as collateral, Rami, they say, Lay Bittel, that's not considered nullification. But what then, same thing is, Lamasham Shabbat's Kachavim, so all service vessels of Vedizar, that wouldn't nullify it like that. And also, that's how it applied to all beautifications. Vessels of the avodah zarah. Kach pasuk ben Shmuel b'shem ben Shlema. That's how ben Shmuel rules the name of ben Shlema. Mashmatet perusha. Something from his interpretation. Shita kikares. The reason why he permits the laws. L'fishayin nois nois the kribis because they don't use it as sacrifice. Hamoyim mevin nois b'shem ben Shlema. It sounds like, but if they would bring it for the avodah zarah, yesurin, they would be forbidden to keim penimhu because it's something similar to inside the base of mikdash. Shuro lahakul lefnim because it's fit to sacrifice it in the base of mikdash. The dam of the mechaz mafitan. It's similar to the flour offerings of those that are baked in the ovens. I have avagav the lekas rika mishteberes. Even though that when you throw it, it wouldn't break. Still, p'chemash p'tech b'ish Rashi. That sounds like from Rashi. Umash p'irish kein p'nim. And this it explains that has to be like that which is inside the Beis Hamikdash. Zeo kein zvachim shebemikdash. This is similar to karbonis that are in the Beis Hamikdash. But the kravis that which are sacrificed. Ketachzelik says in Shmoyis Chabez zavech lolim yachram that if you slaughter for the avodah zarah, it's going to be destroyed. But lashem avadi has to be only for Hashem. So you see, that zrikish in mishtaberes that even the throwing that doesn't break, even have a dumid lufnim, as long as it's something that's similar to what's in the base of English, kari zevach avodah kachavim, that's called slaughtering for a sacrifice by avodah zarah. And vavanim, what's with the stones? That we said ain't noivdim behem b'fnim, that they don't worship inside. But if they did, you're right. Then that would also be, even though it's not a zrikish mishtaberes. Vein elarida doesn't seem to be correct to the record. But kulish might and mashman. The whole story sounds like that. Philip became penim. Even something that you have similar in the base of Megdush, let's say here we have the menachis, the flower offerings. But being the zrika mishteberes has to be still when you throw it, spray it, has to be something that would break. Chemashim b'samach. That sounds shortly in the Gemara. The whole bavez kachamish dark love the makal that even a dessert that normally you worship with a stick has to, it wouldn't be considered takrevis if you throw it because it doesn't break. Okay, and Yelafarish rather says it seems to explain that you need to have kein penim when it says it has to be like what's in the base of Mikdash, kein zvicha, has to be like slaughtering, and bizrika, and has to be that like spraying, which is davar mishtab, has to be something that breaks. But if not, it wouldn't qualify for that problem.